It's good to be back in the Lord's house. Good to see each one of you here this morning in the service. I enjoyed the song service and scripture reading this morning. Brother Danny, a lot in that scripture you wrote or read this morning. And be honest, I could probably read that chapter over and use the text the Lord's give us this morning, so you just pray. Love the church and love to come up this way, and I appreciate you, Pastor, from the bottom of our heart. Seemingly this day and time, there's a lot of preachers that I don't get to preach for. And I appreciate those who invite us to come and stand for them. I know I can't preach like Randy and some of these other preachers, and I ain't even going to try it. I ain't never tried it. But they don't feel no better than I do when I get Earl out of the way and get over in the Lord's hands. I may not show it like some of them do, but I have a desire to do the Lord's will and to preach God's word. It's just in me and I can't help it. No, I've failed in many ways and come short many times. We all have. But ain't you glad He's merciful, long-suffering? I'm glad He can hear us this morning when we call on His name and talk to Him. They were standing there singing, "Jesus loves me." The thought come to us, the Lord hears them. He hears them singing, "Jesus loves me." I'm glad I got a God and know a God that we can touch, and He'll touch our infirmities and help us through whatever problems we got if we'll just look to Him. I'm going to read some very familiar scripture, and I know you've heard it preached on time and time again, but this is what the Lord's laid on our heart. And we covet your prayers that you'd pray for us. I'm going to read a verse or two. You'll find it in Acts, the 7th chapter. I may read a verse or two there. Then I'm going to go on into the 8th and read 3 or 4 verses. And then I'm going to skip over to the 9th chapter and read a few verses. But starting in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, I'm going to start with maybe the 57th verse. "Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their coats at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, 'Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was consented unto his death. Saul was consented on his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions, and in Judah and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hauling men and women, condemning them to prison. And they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Ninth chapter. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening, slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell on the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecute. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou shalt do. And the men which joined with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth and went, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him down to Damascus. And it was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Rise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of justice for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And as he seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has started from the chief priest to bind all them that call upon his name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel to me, and bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And I'm going to stop there. I've got stammering, get nervous, and I can't read. But you pray for us for just a few minutes. Now, I know that's jumping around in the scriptures and this morning, but that's seemingly the closest thing to our heart. And I want you to pray for just a few minutes, and that I can get Earl out of the way and get over in the Lord's hands. I'll have to if you hear anything this morning. So you just pray for us. And if I had a thought or maybe something to try to stay around this morning, it would be this. We need the souls of this land converted to Paul this morning. Amen. We need the souls of this land converted to Paul. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, there ain't but two kind of people. If you have it this morning, there's the saved and there's the lost. And Saul is lost and Paul is saved. Just as sure as we are here. And there's a difference. Amen. It made a difference in his life. It'll make a difference in your life when you get changed from Saul unto Paul. Amen. Yes, it will. Amen. And you'll know the difference. Thank God. You don't have to worry about it. Amen. You won't be your own anymore. You know, you've been bought with a price.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saul wasn't nothing. He was a well-educated man. They was in the law, growing up under the highest teachers, well-educated men. They was in that day. He noted from one end to the other. But he didn't have the knowledge of it. Well, all you're getting, he said, get knowledge. Amen. He noted Randy and thought he was doing right. Amen. And carrying it out with force. Amen. But it wasn't the right thing to be doing. Had the wrong understanding of it. How many millions we got today that's causing havoc to the mother church? Thank God. Think they're doing right by leading the way they're going. They're just ignorant to the fact what they're doing this morning. Listen, something got his attention. I read it in your hearing. Or you caught it or not, I don't know. But when they're stoning Stephen to death, I believe Saul knowed a little bit about Stephen. Knowed the life he lived. Kind of man he was. That didn't make no difference with Saul. At that time, Saul didn't care. He thought he was doing right. Putting men and women in prison, beating them, even consented to their death. There was something about Stephen, thank God, it got a hold of Saul. They're stoning him to death. Saul was standing there and they laid their coats at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. What are you saying? I'm saying he saw the church, whether you have it or not. He saw the church. Praise God. And it made a difference in that boy's life. Only way the world's going to ever see the light, it's going to be through the mother church this morning. No other way. And the life we live before them. Yeah, it was awful for a man to be cast out and be stoned to death till his death. But his death, praise God, wasn't in vain. It had a result on a young man's life. We might have to go through torment, so to speak, in this flesh
Praise God. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you have to do it and you hold on to the Lord, the Lord lets your life shine in somebody's life.
Amen.
Yes, He will. I'm going to say this, and you might throw me out, but I don't care. I've done too far now. We got a bunch up here in Washington thinks they know what's going on. They're blind as a bat. They ain't going by what the Word of God says. You may not like it. But you look at what they're doing and measure it up against the Word of God and see if they ain't wrong. There's been two sides in this thing ever since the beginning. There ain't but two today. And that's evil against good, or ever how you want to put it. From the very beginning, praise God, evil started with all forces to do away with the church and stamp her out. But through God Almighty, He ain't done it yet, and He ain't going to be able to do it. Saul was a Jew. Well-educated Jew. But religion ain't gonna get you nowhere. Huh? That's what they had. They meant to hold on to it. Yeah, there's God's chosen people. God give them the law. Amen. But they wouldn't have Him. Come to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as that did, they became what? The sons of God.
Amen.
Saul wasn't a son of God. And I can prove to you, if God let me this morning, them Jews that He was working with, working for, doing this, they wasn't right either. Yeah, they was a remnant that accepted God and followed Him, Randy. Stephen was one of them. But the multitude of the Jews, praise God, was just a religious bunch that didn't know the Lord.
Amen.
He is making havoc of the church, scattering her everywhere. Do you know what happened? He scattered the church everywhere all over the land. He didn't know. They didn't know that God had a plan in that. You know what happened? The gospel got preached all over the whole world over there. Amen. I preached one time, used a thought. Might have been crazy, but I used it anyhow. The devil spread the gospel. Amen. God can even make him work for him. He wants to, needs him. Listen, scattered them all over the land. They went everywhere preaching the gospel to those folks. Listen, Saul was one of the most powerful, strongest men there was in that country at that time. I'm talking about some of the strongest and most supposed to be most intelligent people we got today is trying to run this thing. Yeah. And they're making a mess of it. I'll just throw this in while I'm here. Brenda read last night where our president secretly released 2,600 of them prisoners, Black Lives Matter, turned them out, that they arrested for all this turmoil they done all summer long. What a shame. They don't even know what the Black Lives Matter is anyhow. Don't even understand what they're fighting for. People pouring millions of dollars into them. If you're guilty, I'll just preach to you, thank God. Amen. You may cut my head off, but go ahead. Amen. You ought to find out what you're backing. Praise God for your back at this morning. Trying to tear everything in the United States, our freedom and our liberty, trying to tear it down where me and you won't have none, and we'll have to go by what they say. It's the truth. Paul was bound and determined to overrule the world. Went to the prior priest and got letters to go down yonder to Damascus. If he found anyone down there worshiping, he had the right to arrest him and put him in prison. He started down there too. But he run into a little hiccup on the road. And I'm going to say this for you, agree with me or not. I believe there's many a night since the night in his day he saw Stephen die. There was many a night that boy got it on his heart and his mind what happened. It brought trouble to him. The life you live in is bringing trouble to you. There's a place, praise God, you can bring it and leave it to the Lord. Yeah, he's going down the road. The light shined. Right out of heaven. Brighter than the noonday sun. And he heard a voice. It brought him to his knees. It brought him to his knees, down on his knees, blind and couldn't see a thing. Huh? Let me tell you something, church. Me and you've got more power than the world thinks we got. Amen. If we'd go to praying like we ought to, God could change some of them souls up there in the White House to Paul. Amen. Yes, He could. Yes, He could. This COVID virus should be gone if the church would pray like you ought to. Guilty, amen. Ain't he the same God he's always been? Didn't he send rain on Elijah when they needed it? Didn't he withhold it when he wanted to until they prayed? And then God sent it. Amen. How many of you heard getting down and praying for this COVID that's going on? Not very many. I'm talking about getting burdened down, getting down praying. God's got a way to get the world's attention, praise God, and I believe he's doing it. Well, I thought he was a merciful God and a good God and loving God. He wouldn't bring nothing like that, let nothing like that happen. Read the Word. Read the Word. Children of Israel wound up in Egypt 430 years because of their disobedience. They spent 70 years down in Babylon because of their old disobedience. God learned them something. God's trying to show me and you something. We better get our eyes open. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see what's already stuff saw. It tires me up. And I know it does you too this morning. But Saul found out he wasn't as powerful as he thought he was. He didn't have the knowledge he thought he had. And when he got up from off the ground, he was blind as a bat, and they had to lead him by his hand down to a street called Straight. Amen. And he was working on the other end. He said, Ananias, I got Saul over yonder down praying. Go over and lay your hands on him. He might receive his sight. Ananias said, I ain't, Lord. I've heard of that man. I know how he's made havoc to the church, and I'm scared to death to go over there. Lord gets us scared to death to get up and do something for him sometime. Amen. Only way you'll ever get up and do it, the Lord will have to scare you to death. I promise you right now, you get scared enough and you'll get up and do it. Ananias had a little faith. Like me and you have. We've been saved by the grace of God. It's by faith. Amen. I come up here this morning scared to slap death just by faith that the Lord's going to let me preach. I didn't know where he would or not. Amen. But right now I'm enjoying it. I don't know where y'all are or not. I done got over the scared part. Amen. And I'm going to try my best just to enjoy the rest of it. He wound up down there in a street called Straight. Couldn't see a thing. And Ananias went over, laid his hand on old Saul, and it was just like great scales fell off his eyes, and he rose up and he could see again. Yeah. What happened? He got saved by the grace of God. That's what happened. Amen. The scales was gone. He could see clear. Me and you can too, thank God, when we become Paul instead of Saul.
Amen.
Amen. And straightway, He arose and started to preaching the word. One is fighting against, he is fighting for. One we used to fight for, we fight against now. One that we used to fight against, thank God, we're fighting for him now. You're either gathering two or scattered abroad. You're on the Lord's side or you ain't on the Lord's side. You're fighting against him or you're fighting for him. And I'll say this, it's much easier if you'll fight for him than it is against him. Because, thank God, according to the Word of God, you ain't going to win if you're fighting against him this morning. Amen. The very bunch that Saul was running with turned on him. Go on down and read if you don't believe it. Turned on him, Randy. They're out to get Paul and kill him. Destroy him. Let me know that they hadn't changed. But Saul changed from that day forward. He become Paul. His name was changed. He was changed. Not only his name, but he is changed. And you read the rest of the life of Saul and you'll find nobody in that scripture that was any greater soldier than Paul was for the cause of Christ. Amen. Wrote about 11 of them books, didn't he? Something like that, a bunch of them anyhow. I ain't no Bible scholar. But amen, he wrote a bunch of it. Amen. And some of the deepest doctrine there are in the scriptures, he wrote it. Because he knew the law without it from jot to tittle. And he understood it then. He got the knowledge of it and he knew what the law meant. Many, many folks, even in this day, has been touched by the life that Paul lived. Amen. The Lord told him, said, I've got you for a purpose. Amen. And you're going to suffer many things for my sake. Amen. He done it too. Go on, read if he didn't. They beat him. They left him for dead. Done everything in the world to try to destroy him. But the Lord wasn't through with him. Paul had a work to do and the devil could not get a hold of him. Thank God. If we're servants of the Lord, you listen. If you're a servant of the Lord and the Lord's got you doing a job, thank God you ain't leaving here till you get done with it. You hear me? I don't care how much COVID there are going around. My God's got all power in heaven and earth. And if he needs to open up the ground and swallow up your enemy, thank God he can open it up and swallow them up and close it back up on them. Amen. Amen. I don't know how I'm going to leave this walk of life. You don't either. But I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't worried about it. If I go before I leave this pulpit up here this morning, be all right. Right now, yeah, it might scare me to death when I get back in the flesh. If it comes, and no likely will, until I look to the Lord like Stephen done, and he saw the Lord standing up on the right-hand side of God Almighty. And the Bible said he just went to sleep. There's nothing like just being tired, wore out, so to speak, and just drift off to sleep. It's all over with then. All your worries is gone. If you worried to death about everything in this world today, what did that song say a while ago? Why worry? Just pray to the Lord. Huh? Call upon Him. He'll get you out of that worry state. Amen. He'll satisfy you. He'll give you rest. Go on down and see. Go on down and see when they got rid of Saul. If the church didn't grow and had rest and multiplied and had joy because their tormentor had been took care of at that time. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings? Undeserving. He can take your problem, I don't care what it is this morning, if you'll bring it to Him, and He'll solve it. He'll solve it. You might say, well, I'm in debt over my head and there ain't no way I can pay it, and I'm going to carry it to the Lord. Well, He can take care of that if He wants to. But if you got yourself in such a mess, He may let you get it out, get yourself out. But I'll say this, His grace is sufficient, whatever comes your way. Amen. You may have to go back and carry all that stuff you bought on the credit and carry it back up there and get it back to Him to get out of debt. But God will get you out of it if you'll listen to Him. It ain't Him that makes these crazy decisions. It's me and you thinking we know we're best. Getting to want a new car, one you got's running good. Nothing wrong with it, I just want a new one. Best thing you do is take two aspirins and go to bed. Fever be gone in the morning when you see that payment book for 36 months, $5,000 or $500 a month or something like that for a car when you ain't got it. There ain't nothing wrong with going out here and buying a new car. If I wanted one and the Lord wanted me to get it, I'd go buy me another more. But I'll say this, when you buy something and it's on credit, the new smell leaves in the first month when you get your payment. 30 days from now, you got to make a payment. The new smell, that car will be gone. That's the way it is with this old flesh, yo. Won't. Yeah, we just out of way. We're human. God knows it. And He winks at it one time, but He said He ain't winking at it, no sin no more. But listen, He says He knows we're just wind that passeth away and returneth not. He knows us. I'm glad He does, don't you? Knows more about me and you than we know about ourselves. He knows where you're at this morning, what's in your heart. What position you're in, what you're struggling with, God knows all about it. All you got to do is bring it to Him while they get a song, Brother Randy comes. I know I could go on and on and on, but I'm getting stammered and I'm going to quit. Lord, give me a stopping play. The souls of this country needs to be converted to Paul. And I'll say this, it would be heaven on earth. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to throw this in while I'm here. It's going to come to me and I'm just going to throw it in. How many souls have we seen saved in the church lately? Since they started and legalized abortion all over this country. killing their babies in the mother's womb. You may disagree with me, but you can disagree with me, don't you? I'm going to say this. A person that will go along with that ain't a Christian this morning. They may be saved, but they ain't a Christian this morning. It ain't a thing in the world but pure murder. And our leaders is going along with it and eating it up. No wonder there ain't nobody being saved today, Randy. In the churches. I ain't seen nobody in a year or two or more. How many have you seen? Something's got it stopped. Bible said she come to the birth and she didn't have strength to give forth birth. Is that where we're at? Well, it ain't God's fault. Y'all may throw Randy out too before I leave today. That'd be all right. We can go down the road happy, can't we? People need to get their pure mind stirred up by way of remembrance, Peter said. And realize just how far we are off the road. We plumb down in the woods. Inspecting the Lord to bless us on every hand. And we fuss if He don't pour us out a blessing. I'm going to hush. Y'all will throw me out. Come on. While we stand, Brother Randy comes.